Good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. If it feels like we were just here, we were. The Dort College Defenders taking on the Mount Marty Lancers in Great Plains Athletic Conference action today, beginning at 2 o'clock with a women's contest. Lancer women come in 8-9 overall, 3-4 in the GPAC. Lancers started with three straight wins and then suffered a six-game losing skid from November the 8th through November the 30th. Logan Wagner scores 11.7 points per game for the Lancers. She has made 42 of 125 three-point field goals. Sammy Kosowski scores 11.5 points per game and averages 9.4 rebounds. She is making 55.6% of her field goal attempts. Ellie Kucha is the third player in double figures with a 10 points per game average. And Danae Veldkamp leads the team with 43 assists in 16 games played. Wagner has a team-high 21 steals. Mount Marty has outscored team 62.2 to 61.6. The Lancers are out-rebounding teams. 39.6 to 36.5. Lancers convert 38% of their shots and 30.1% of their three-point baskets. We are going to pause now, and Athletic Director Glenn Baumel will be offering a prayer followed by our national anthem. Continuing on then, taking a look at the Dort College women's basketball team notes. The Defender women entered the Concordia game last night with an 8-9 record. They are now 8-10. The Defenders are 0-8 in GPAC play this morning. The Defenders have been outscored 66.2 to 61.7. They do out-rebound teams 40.6 to 36.1. And they have a field goal percentage disparity of 2 percentage points. Opponents are making 39.4% of their field goal attempts. Dort College is converting 37.4% of their field goal tries. The Defenders are led by Kim Cruz and Shea Palama at 8.5 and 8.3 points per game respectively. Paige Engber scores 8.3 points per game. She has made 42 three-point field goals this season. Kenzie Bausma is out with an injury. She's averaging 7.3 points per game before sitting out the last two contests. Rachel Evebold scores 7.1 points per game, and she averages 3.8 points per contest. Jamie Gasink has averaged 6.8 points per game after joining the team at the conclusion of the volleyball season. Gasink has a 5-rebound per game average as well. Annie Rinesmith leads the team with 46 assists. Cruz is 45, and Rinesmith has a team-high 23 steals. Starting lineup for Mount Marty, number 2, Ali Kucha, a 5'9 freshman from Dante, South Dakota, averaging 7.9 points per game. Number 4 is Logan Wagner, a 5'7 senior from Parkston, South Dakota, averaging 11.8 points per outing. Danae Veldkamp is a 5'7 senior from Sioux Falls, averaging 8.2 points per outing. Number 25 is Kelly Wankler, a 6-foot senior from Lake Andy, South Dakota, averaging 6.4 points per game. And Sammy Kosowski is a 6-foot sophomore from Hartford, South Dakota, averaging 12 points per game. They are coached by Tom Schlimgen. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 22, Jamie Gasink, a 5'9 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 6.3 points per game. Number 23 is Paige Angbers, a 5'9 senior from Pella, Iowa, averaging 8.2 points per contest. Number 25 is Annie Rinesmith, a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, averaging 5.6 points per game. Shea Palama is a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.3 points per contest. And rounding out the starting five, Rachel Evebold, a 6-foot freshman from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 6.8 points per game. Opening tip is up, and the tip is controlled by the Dort College Defenders, and the Defenders have the basketball. Pass goes right side, with it is Palama. Palama has it on the floor, down to the right baseline, cut off, gets it away to Evebold. Evebold, 15-footer, right wing, no good. Rebound cleared out. Rinesmith with a 17-footer, it's good. Annie Rinesmith with a 2-point basket to take the lid off for the Dort College Defenders. Dort College leads it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Danae Veldkamp with the basketball spins it off to Kucha. Kucha comes back over to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball back outside to Veldkamp. Weaving their way in is Kosowski. Kosowski puts it up into the brick wall put up by Dort College's Palama and Evebold. Long pass into the front court is taken away by Mount Marty. A steal for the Lancers, and Kelly Winkler comes back the other way with the basketball. She passes it off to Kucha. Kucha comes right side over to Winkler. Winkler with the basketball comes back to Wagner, and we've got a travel violation called against the Mount Marty Lancers. So a turnover back to the Dort College Defenders. Dort College inbounding the basketball. They get it in, and bringing it up is Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it on the right side. Rinesmith passes it off over to Palama. Palama with a basketball. Palama comes back over to Gasink. Gasink on the right wing. First time she's touched the ball this afternoon. Back to Evebold. Evebold, right wing, 17 feet out. Gets it to Ingbers. Ingbers with a three. It's good. Paige Ingbers with the three-point bucket, and the Dort College Defenders lead 5-0. Paige Ingbers inching her way ever so closer to Serena Van Beek's career record on made three-point baskets. We'll update you on that during our first timeout. Answering back, a three-pointer by Kosowski. Kosowski averaging 12 points per game, and the Defenders find themselves up 5-3. Left side Gasing. Gasing stutter step down to the baseline, dribbles it off of her foot and out of bounds. It will be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty with the basketball trailing 5-3. 5-3 our score. Veldkamp with the basketball. Veldkamp goes left side, Kucha. Kucha, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Evebold. Evebold with the basketball. Evebold comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Gasink. Gasink on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Gasink will cross all the way over to the right baseline. She's on the short corner now. Comes back right side at the top of the key is Palama. Palama puts it on the deck, tries to get around her defensive player. Long two put up by Rinesmith, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Kosowski. Kosowski with a basketball. Kosowski passes right side. Three on the way by Wagner. Not good. And the rebound kicks off of the heel, and Rinesmith comes away with a basketball. Rinesmith into the front court. Dort College leading 5-3. Gasink with it left side. 7:20 remaining in the first quarter. Gasink at the top of the key. Passes it off left side. Evebold. Evebold puts it on the deck. Cut off there. Picked up her dribble. Comes back to Palama. Palama. Gasink. Gasink. Palama. Palama. Right side. Evebold, Evebold, top of the key, Rinesmith, 5 seconds to shoot, splits the defense, puts it up, shot won't go, but she is fouled. She will go to the free throw line for two free throws. Well, Annie Rinesmith, she's a 71% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Kim Cruz in the ballgame along with Rio Landers for the Defenders. 7:03 remaining, first quarter. Second free throw on the way for Ryan Smith is up and through. So Ryan Smith makes both free throws. She's averaging 4.6 points per game. Make that 5.6 points per contest. She has she has 4 points already today. Dort College leading 7-3. Mount Marty basketball. This is Koisty. Koisty comes back right side, gives it to Wagner. Wagner sets a pick now, driving in right side. Shot on the way is off the mark, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Wagner. Wagner out front with it. Wagner drops it off underneath. Shot partially blocked there for the rebound and the putback, though, is Kelly Wankler. Wankler with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College Defenders lead 7-5. 7-5 our score. Cruz over to Ryan Smith. Mount Marty showing pressure defense. Pass over to Angbers, and Angbers can't hang on to it. 6:19 remaining in the first quarter. Dort College leading 7-5. Mount Marty has the basketball. Danielle Wiesler with the basketball. Wiesler gives it up to Wankler. Wankler had the putback moments ago. Mount Marty backing the way in is number 33, Kosowski. Kosowski gets the return pass, gets around Landers, short arms the shot, gets her own rebound back, and shuffles her feet, and a travel violation called against Kosowski. Kosowski in traffic, unable to get the shot to go. And the Dort College Defenders able to put up the defense and make the stop. Kim Cruz with basketball in the backcourt. 2-2-1 zone applied by Mount Marty. Dort College throws it away. Kim Cruz throws it up the left sideline, and it goes out of bounds. A turnover by the Defenders. Dort College hurt by turnovers last night. Hopefully that bug doesn't continue into today. Right side pass. Three on the way. Wagner. Wagner, nothing but net. Logan Wagner with the three-point bucket, and the Dort College Defenders trail 8-7. Gasing for the basketball, double team. Comes over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, fast break opportunity in effect. They get a mismatch, give it off to Cruz. Cruz flips it up with the right hand, no good. There for the rebound and the putback. Gasing, no good. Second chance shot, good. Jamie Gasing with a two-point basket on the putback. And the Dort College Defenders lead 9-8. 9-8 our score. Driving in, kick out pass, back over to Wagner. Wagner, another three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Wankler, and Wankler is fouled before the shot. So a foul against the Dort College Defenders. That's going to go on number 32, Rio Landers. Landers whistled for her first personal. Inbounding the basketball is Mount Marty and Allie Kucha. Kucha to trigger it, right side. Kucha has it on the right wing, guarded there by Peyton Harmson, who checked in at the last break. Mount Marty, basketball, right side, wing. Three, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Paloma. Paloma over to Cruz. Dort College with a one-point advantage, 9-8, just past the midpoint of the first quarter. Ryan Smith with it. Ryan Smith over to Harmson, and we've got a foul called away from the basketball. Kim Cruz is going to be called for a foul. Don't know if she set an illegal screen or what the actual infraction was, but she gets whistled for a foul away from the basketball, and Mount Marty will have the basketball. Bringing it up is Wiesler. Wiesler at the top of the key. Wiesler on the right side, swiped at by Ryan Smith. Ball's loose, picked up by Wagner. Wagner, kick-out pass, three on the way, is up and good. A three-point basket, and that is what this Mount Marty team is built on. Penetrate, draw double team, kick it, and look for an open three. Kim Cruz across the half-court stripe. Comes back left side over to Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt comes back over to Cruz. Cruz to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball, steps back, Pruitt, Pruitt back over to Ryan Smith, long three on the way by Ryan Smith, it's good. Annie Ryan Smith with 7 points, and the Defenders retake the lead at 12-11. 4 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Mount Marty basketball, Ryan Smith providing the defense. Three-pointer launched by Danielle Wiesler. North College comes away with the rebound. Here come the defenders with the basketball. Walking it up is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith crossover. Double team, kicks it over to Cruz. Cruz, double team, gets around the player. Shot is up, no good, but a foul on the play. And I believe Wagner is going to be called for the personal foul. Cruz will be shooting free throws. So Wagner whistled for her first personal. Two free throws on the way for Kim Cruz. Cruz missed yesterday's game due to illness. See if that has any lingering effects here today. First free throw by Cruz is off the mark, no good. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Cruz missed both free throws. Concordia has the basketball, Marty has the basketball back. You had the over-under there at 3.5 minutes. You would have needed the over before I did that. Both teams wearing navy jerseys. Concordia last night, Mount Marty today. You knew it was only a matter of time before I referred to the Mount Marty Lancers as Concordia. North College gets the ball on the turnover. With the basketball in the backcourt is Flown. Flown up the floor with the basketball. Flown in between the circles. Flown picks up her dribble. She gives it off over to Harmson. Harmson back over to Flown. Flown, three, no good. Rebound cleared by North College. They come back over to Flown. Flown, right side, Gasink. Gasink, left side pass, Harmson. Harmson intended for Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma will drive in, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on number 42, Ashley Green. Green whistled for the personal, her first, and that is team foul number 3 against Mount Marty here this afternoon. 2:54 remaining in the first quarter. Harmson passes it to Flown. Flown with the basketball. Flown to Gasink. Gasink back to Flown. Flown on the left wing beyond the three-point line working against Veldkamp. Right side pass. Dort College defensively. Gasink. I should say Dort College working against Mount Marty's defense. Gasink gets the offensive rebound back. Puts it up and got fouled. Jamie will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 2:30 remaining here in the first quarter. Dort College leading 12-11. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank. With offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Value is Matter member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number is 722-1902. You can call that to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. North College leads 14-11. Gasink makes both free throws. She's got 4 points. 2:20 remaining in this first quarter. Driving in with the right hand, and we have a foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Harmson. Peyton Harmson whistled for the personal foul. That's her first. She's averaging 4.1 points per game for the defenders. Throwing the ball in will be the Lancers on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. A foul called against Evavold or Gasink. Not sure who. And that's going to go against Evavold on the baseline drive by Kosowski. And Kosowski will shoot 2 free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Ploym Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at Sioux Center, 722-0101. 14-13, Dort College leading by a point after Kosowski makes both free throws. Shot missed on the perimeter by the defenders. Here come the Lancers. Lancers leading at 14-13. Drive to the basket. The layup is up and good for Veldkamp. Veldkamp with her first two today. And the Dort College defenders trail 15-14, under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Pass goes out front. Left side pass to Engbers. Engbers to Gasing. Gasing ball fake on the short corner. Shot no good on the baseline. Tried to bank it in. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It will be Mount Marty basketball. Inbounding the basketball is Sammy Kosowski. Kosowski will bring it up. Now this is Veldkamp. It's Kosowski. Gives it right back to Veldkamp at the free throw line. This is Costi. Costi to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner. Wagner has the basketball. With the basketball, they pass. Back over to Wagner. This is Costi with it. Costi. Return pass. Dump it down low. Kosowski. Kosowski. Comes back right side. Driving in with the right hand. They come over to Cruz. Cruz drives in, and Cruz is fouled on the play. seconds remaining in the quarter. Cruz will go to the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. Another one on the way. 25.5 seconds remaining. Mount Marty trailing leading 17-14 here at the end of the first quarter. Free throw on the way for Cruz. Cruz misses the free throw, so Kim struggling from the free throw line so far. 17-14 the score. Out front is Veldkamp. Veldkamp to Kosowski. Kosowski down to the baseline. Picks up her dribble. Shot on the way from 12, in and out, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Landers. Coming up the floor with it is Ryan Smith. She lets fly with a long three, no good. That's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Mount Marty 17, Dort College 14. Back with more in a moment. Drawing a foul, Kosowski with 5 points goes to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. First one is off the mark. Second one off the mark. And the score is 17-14. 17-14, our score. Pass goes right side. They come back over. This is Gasink. Gasink to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith gives it up to Landers. Landers with a two-point basket. Rio Landers with her first 2 points, and the Dort College defenders. Dort College unable to hold the advantage, though. Logan Wagner comes back with a 2-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 20-16. 20-16, our score. Pruitt inbounds the basketball, gets it over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith in between the circles. Pass comes right side over to Pruitt. Pruitt at the top of the key. Pruitt comes back over to Gasink. Gasink with it right side. Gasink to Palama. Palama feeds it back over to Kucha. Kucha comes away with a steal. Kucha with the basketball on the left side. She passes back over to Wagner. Wagner, spin move with a left hand. It's good. Logan Wagner with 7 points. And the lead grows to 6 for the Mount Marty Lancers, 22-16. 22-16 our score. Driving in, Kick out pass comes over to Landers. Landers to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith trying to split the defense. Mount Marty sitting back right now in a sagging 2-3 zone, daring Dort College to shoot the perimeter shot. Mount Marty with the basketball. They come away with it in transition and a two-point basket for Veldkamp. Veldkamp with four, and the Dort College defenders trail by eight, 24-16. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. We return to action with the Dort College defenders with possession. Dort College trailing by 8, 24-16. The Mount Marty Lancers right now on a 4-0 run. Kick out pass left side. Comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt drives in with the left hand. Has her shot blocked. Kelly Winkler comes away with it. Winkler up the floor to Wagner. Wagner doesn't have the numbers. Kick out Kosowski. Kosowski from the wing. Three-pointer good. 8 points for Kosowski, and the Dort College defenders trail by 11, 27-16. Mount Marty on a 7-0 run. This was a 2016 ball game. Concordia scored on their last three possessions. Pass goes down low, intended for Landers. It's tipped away. And it will be Dort College basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt looking. Pass comes over the top. Landers. Landers back over to Pruitt. Pruitt down to the baseline. Pruitt cut off on the play. Comes back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith gives it up. Gets the return pass. Ryan Smith to the free throw line. Kick out Cruz. Cruz lets fly with a three. In and out. No good. Halfway down. Pops out. And coming up with it is Kosowski. Kosowski to Veldkamp. Veldkamp goes right side Wagner. Wagner back to Veldkamp. Veldkamp. Veldkamp gives it up to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner goes left side to Kucha. Kucha with the basketball. 13 seconds remaining on the shot clock. 6:55 on the game clock. That's in the first half. Wagner will let fly with a three. Misses it off the mark to the right. No good. And rebound is cleared by Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Ryan Smith, they pass it over to Pruitt. Pruitt comes back over. Right side. This is Pruitt from 17 feet, decides against it. Now a long two by Landers is up and good. Oh, they're going to give her a three. Rio Landers with a three-point basket. I thought she was on the line. But the Dort College defenders, the recipient of the generous three-point shot call. Driving back the other way is Ryan Smith, and Ryan Smith is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on at number four, Logan Wagner. Wagner whistled for the personal foul. Yeah, we'll watch that on our replay. And Landers. Landers moments ago hitting that what I thought was a long two at the time. It's 27-19. Pass comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Palama. I beg your pardon, that's Flown again. Always want to go with that maiden name instead. Old habits die hard. Ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It will be Dort College basketball. Mount Marty inbounding the basketball. And the Lancers will set the offense. This is Wiesler. Wiesler getting him into the flow. Pass goes to Satara. Satara to Costi. Costi guarded by Ingbers. Backdoor cut. They dump it off and an easy two-point basket for Winkler. Winkler with 4 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 29-19. A 10-point advantage for the Lancers. Let's see if Dort College can put some defensive stops together. Harmson with it. Harmson over to Cruz. Cruz, top of the key, Harmson. Harmson left side to Flown. Flown, Ingbers, Ingbers, Harmson. Harmson three. It's on the rim and good. Peyton Harmson with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 29-22. 5:05 remaining. Mount Marty up by seven with a basketball. 5 minutes remaining in the half. Pass goes left side over to Wiesler. Wiesler comes back to Costi. Kick out pass. Three from the corner is good. Kelsey Sotero with the three-point bucket, and the Lancers regain the 10-point lead, 32-22. Pass comes across the timeline to Harmson. Harmson to Angbers. Angbers deep left corner. Feed it down low. Evavold. Evavold on the block. Back over to Cruz. Cruz will put up a three and hits it. Kim Cruz with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 32-25. 32-25 our score. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Both teams have used a timeout. 32-25, Dort College. Down by seven. And the Lancers turn it over immediately after the timeout. Dort College has an opportunity to cut further into the lead. Other GPAC games going on today. Morningside's at Briar Cliff for a in-city battle. Hastings is at Midland. Dakota Wesleyan visits Northwestern. Doan plays the College of St. Mary in a women's game only. Pass goes right to corner to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers picks up her dribble. Passes right side to Gaysink, and we've got a foul called on the fight for position in the post. That foul's going to go on number 42, Ashley Green. Green has just picked up foul number two. Dort College down seven. With the basketball is Angbers, and Angbers is fouled on the perimeter. That foul is going to go against Costi. 3:51 left to play. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number four on the Lancers. So the Lancers, a couple of fouls on this possession alone. Inbounding the basketball is Flown. Flown to Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Flown. Flown shot no good on the perimeter. Rebound is cleared by Winkler. Winkler with the basketball. Winkler up the floor with it. She passes over to Costi. Costi dumps it down low. Ball's loose. Picked up by Wagner. Wagner out front. They give it up to Winkler. Winkler left side. Wiesler. Wiesler trying to back her way in against Flown. Pass comes out front. Wagner. Wagner's going to take it in against Gaysink. And it's thrown up. Getting the shot to go is Wagner. Wagner with a three-point play opportunity. She's got 9 points already in this ball game. She's got a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play. And the Dort College defenders trail it 34-25. Today's broadcast made possible by Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. And by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City. Offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Wagner completes the old-fashioned three-point play. It's back to a 10-point ball game, 35-25. Gaysink with the basketball up the sideline, and a foul called on the play against Kucha. It's foul number one on her. Team foul number five. Gaysink will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Dort College trails 35-25. This Mount Marty team slightly ahead of their, well ahead of their season scoring pace. They're averaging 62.2 points per contest. First free throw is up and good for Jamie Gaysink. Gaysink with 5 points. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well for Gaysink. Gaysink with 6 points, and the defenders trail 35-27. Well, it would appear that the Dort College defenders have attempted to modify their substitution pattern here today, going shorter stints and more substitutions. You're seeing players going for 90 seconds and 2 minutes rather than 3 minutes at a time. A reach-in foul called on Harmson. Peyton Harmson whistled for the personal, her second. So a foul call against Harmson, number two on her. Team foul number three on the defenders. Lancers inbound the basketball. Remember, Dort College had a game last night with Concordia back here at the DeWitt, so everybody was sleeping in their own bed at least. Left-handed shot, no good, and a push-off called against the Lancers. That's going to go on Winkler, I believe. Winkler whistled for the personal foul on the rebound. And Annie Rinesmith will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Rinesmith with 7 points. Ryan Smith will shoot two free throws. With her team down 35-27, an opportunity here for the defenders to cut into the lead. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way for Ryan Smith. 35-28, another free throw. Second free throw on the way. This one's up and left it short. No good. Dort College trails 35-28. Mount Marty basketball. Veldkamp. Veldkamp goes right side over to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner kicks it left side over to Kucha. Kucha to Winkler. Winkler with the basketball. Winkler gives it up. Kucha. Kucha driving in. Comes back outside Wagner. Five to shoot and a foul called on the play against Debbie Pruitt, I believe. It's going to be team foul number four on the defenders. And that is foul number one on Pruitt. Ryan Smith will check out of the ball game. A fresh 30 now for Mount Marty to work with. Throwing it in is Veldkamp. Veldkamp, right side to Kosowski. Gives it up, top of the key, shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Right side pass to Paloma. Paloma, Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt to Cruz. Cruz on the right elbow. Gives it up. Engbers. Still 15 to shoot for the defenders. Right side is Pruitt. Pruitt brings it to the free throw line. Ebby with the basketball. Backs it out. Sets it up. 7 seconds now. Six. Paloma ball fake. And Paloma is called for a travel violation. 35-28, Dort College, down by seven. Mount Marty with the basketball. Mount Marty with it right side over to Wagner. Wagner driving in, kicks it left side over to Kucha. Kucha three, good. Three-point bucket for Kucha. And the Dort College defenders trail by 10, 38-28. Right side with it is Cruz. Cruz at the free throw line. And Cruz trying to dribble into the zone, and it's swiped away by Wagner. Wagner's pass goes left side over to Kucha. Kucha, Wagner, 1:10 remaining. Kucha lobs it down low. Ball's tipped by Paloma, picked up by the Lancers. Comes back in again. Kosowski, Kosowski with the left hand. Her shot is good. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Kosowski with 10 points. It's currently a dozen-point lead and could turn into a baker's dozen at 40-28. The free throw is up and good. It's a 13-point lead, and Kosowski has 11. 1 minute remaining, 41-28 our score. Pruitt driving in, and we've got a hold called on Mount Marty and Veldkamp. Veldkamp will go to the foul, actually, waiting for it to go up on the board. First free throw is up and good. Abby Pruitt, her first field goal, or her first point today. Second free throw is up and good, so Pruitt makes both free throws. Pass goes outside to Winkler. Winkler, and now a travel violation called against the Mount Marty Lancers. 45 seconds remaining. Dort College trailing 41-30 in the first half of play. Winding things down. Pass goes over to Gasink. Gasink, left side it comes. Landers. Landers, three, no good. Offensive rebound, Gasink. Shot never hit the basket or never hit the rim, so no reset. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Kick out Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt shot, no good. And coming away with the basketball They pass it left side. And with a bucket is Winkler. Winkler with six. It's 43-30. 43-30, our score. Shot hangs on the rim and falls through for the Dort College defenders. And getting that basket was Rachel Evebold. Evebold with two. And the Dort College defenders go to the locker room. Down 11, 43-32. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. We're at halftime. The Dort College defenders trailing the Mount Marty Lancers 43-32 in women's basketball. The defenders led early in this one, scored the first 5 points of the contest, and were up 7-3. Concordia took their first lead of the ball game at 8-7. And the lead went back and forth with Mount Marty eventually leading 17-14 at the end of the first quarter. Dort College was down 20-16 before Mount Marty went on a 7-point run to go up 27-16. And it ends up a 11-point difference at the break after Mount Marty led by as many as 13. They settled for the 11-point advantage, 43-32. Mount Marty, 16 of 29 shooting for 55.2%. The Dort College defenders, 9 of 23 from the floor for 39.1%. Dort College, 5 for 11 on threes, 45.5. 9 for 14 on free throws, 64%. Mount Marty, 7 of 14 on threes for 50%. 4 for 6 on free throws, 67%. Mount Marty has a 16-15 rebounding advantage. Dort College has committed 10 turnovers. Mount Marty has committed 7. Individually, Mount Marty led by a pair of players with 11 points each. They are Sammy Kosowski and Logan Wagner. 6 points for Kelly Winkler. 4 for Danae Veldkamp. 3 each for Danielle Wiesler and Kelsey Satera. 2 for Molly Costi. 6 for Kelly Winkler and 3 for Allie Kuchin. For Dort College, 8 for Annie Rinesmith. 5 for Rio Landers. 3 for Peyton Harmson. 2 for Abby Pruitt. 2 for Rachel Evebold. 3 for Paige Engbers, 8 for Annie Rinesmith, and 6 for Jamie Gasink. For Dort College's total of 32 points. Mount Marty is led by Kelly Winkler's 9 rebounds, 4 rebounds for Sammy Kosowski. Jamie Gasink with 4 rebounds. Shea Palama has 5. And Rachel Evebold has been credited with a pair of assists for the defenders. Logan Wagner and Danae Veldkamp each have 3 assists. And Kelly Winkler has 2 steals for the Lancers. 43-42, Dort College down by 11. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Coming up this week on KDCR Wednesday night, Dort College on the road to Morningside. Playing a pair of games, women's game at 6, men's game will follow at 8 o'clock, and then 1 week from today, the Dort College defenders back in action at the DeWitt Gymnasium hosting the Hastings College Broncos. 2 o'clock start time for the women's game, men's game will get underway at 4 o'clock. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a look at scores from around the conference, and then the start of the second half, Dort College trailing Mount Marty at halftime, 43-32. Let's take a break, back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Halftime scores around the conference. Morningside leads Briarcliff in women's play 39-32. Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan 40-35. No report on Doan and the College of St. Mary. Hastings and Midland trying to find that score, but being thwarted at the moment. And the Dort College defenders trailing Mount Marty 43-32 at halftime of this women's college basketball game here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. And the score in Midland, it's Midland 37, Hastings 36. So that brings you up to speed on all of the games from around the conference. The Dort College Defenders and Mount Marty Lancers have both cleared out of the cleared the floor after their tune-up for the second half of play. And the Dort College Defenders will have the basketball to start the second half of play. Dort College led in the first half by Annie Rinesmith with 8 points. Dort College into the offensive end. Palama with the basketball. Palama kicks it back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it into the lane. Rinesmith picks up her dribble, and she's going to be called for a 3 seconds in the lane violation. And the Dort College defenders turn it over on their first possession of the second half. In the first half of play, Dort College hampered by 10 turnovers. Mount Marty has the basketball. Lancers, Wagner. Wagner driving in. Her shot off the mark, no good. Rebound, Palama. She outlets over to Rinesmith. Here comes Dort College. 9:26 remaining here in the third quarter. Right side pass goes over to Gasink. Gasink for the basketball. Gasink comes back left side, gives it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith lets fly with a three. It's not good. And the rebound is taken away by the Mount Marty Lancers. Mount Marty basketball. Pass goes left side. And the Dort College defenders trailing 43-32 force a turnover, and the defenders get the basketball back. Bringing the ball up will be Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith has it. Comes back over to Ingbers. Page. Back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it right side, looking for Gasink. She feeds it down low for Evavold. Evavold uses up her dribble, faces up, gives it to the cutter, Gasink. Gasink, tough angle, but there for the rebound is Evavold. Her shot no good, but there for the putback. Off the offensive rebound is Jamie Gasink. Gasink with 8 points, and the defenders back to within 43-34, a 9-point difference. So a 9-point difference, shoveling it off. Shot no good. Off the assist attempt by Veldkamp. Veldkamp gave it right to Winkler. Winkler couldn't finish. Gasink gives it back over to Evavold. Evavold, two-point basket is good. Rachel Evavold with 4 points, and the defenders trail 43-36. 43-36, our score. Lancers basketball. This is Kosowski. Kosowski gives it up Wagner. Wagner, three, is good. Logan Wagner answering with a three. Makes it a 10-point ball game again, 46-36. Well, both teams ahead of their season average pace on points per game. Gasink has the basketball. Gasink to Palama. Palama, Rinesmith. Rinesmith feeds it to Evavold. Evavold with the basketball. Evavold, Gasink. Gasink left side. Comes back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, nothing there. Back to Palama. Palama, right side 12-footer, off the mark, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Veldkamp. Veldkamp, left-handed pass over the top, is broken up by Palama. She taps it away underneath the basket. And the Dort College defenders will defend the inbounds play, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Molly Costi to throw the ball in. She gets the ball inbounded over the top to Kosowski. Kosowski to Wagner. Wagner shot no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball, the defenders. With it on the left side. Comes over to Gasink. Gasink jumper, right baseline, good. Jamie Gasink with 10 points today. Dort College trails 46-38. 46-38, our score. Mount Marty basketball. Lancers to the free throw line. They give it to Kosowski. Kosowski into the traffic. Lays it up with the left hand. Too strong. No good. Rebound is loose. Picked up by Palama. Palama with the basketball. Palama gives it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith works it into the offensive flow. Now Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink to Ingbers, and Ingbers is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on number three for Mount Marty. That's Costi. And the Lancers will defend as Dort College throws it in. Rinesmith over the top, right elbow, gives it to Gasing. Gasing squares up, nothing there. Comes back, right side. Gasing fires it underneath Evavold. Evavold shot, no good. Gets her own rebound back, gives it up Gasing. Gasing takes it to the hoop, and she is fouled by Kosowski. Gasing will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. .46-39, our score. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 46-40, Dort College. Trailing by six. 6:08 remaining. Third quarter of play. Rinesmith able to cut off Wiesler's drive. They throw it into the corner. Shot no good by Kucha. Rebound is tipped out long. Mount Marty comes up with it. Lancers, they come back over. Left side three by Kucha. No good. And here come the defenders, down 46-40, and an opportunity to cut further into the lead. Comes over to Cruz. Cruz to Evavold. Evavold to Cruz. Cruz goes back left side. Down to the baseline is Rinesmith, cut off. Paige Angbers to Cruz. Cruz, layup good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. She's got five. And the Dort College defenders continuing to whittle away at the lead. And the Mount Marty Lancers want a timeout to talk things over. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Back with more in a moment.
Here.
We return to action. The Dort College defenders surrender a bucket by Logan Wagner out of the timeout. And the Dort College defenders trail 49-42. That was a three-point basket by Wagner. She now has 17. She got to halftime. She had 11. Dort College answering no. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Rinesmith for Dort College. It will be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty leading 49-42 with the basketball. 4:42 remaining in this third quarter. So Dort College down seven. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Wiesler. Wiesler to Costi. Costi, her shot is up, no good. Rebound fought for. Ball's down on the ground. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College, Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty to throw it in. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes in to Wiesler. Wiesler down to the baseline. Wiesler, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Flone. Flone will bring it up. Flone, left side, Pruitt. Pruitt driving in with the left hand. Shot won't go, but she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Green. That's number three on her. Might be number four, actually. That's number four on Green. And free throws on the way for Pruitt as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Pruitt averaging 3.8 points per game. Makes the first one. She's got 3 points. And the defenders backed up within six, 49-43. 4:12 left to go in the third quarter. This game a little over an hour old. Another free throw on the way for Pruitt. This one's up and good. So Pruitt makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail 49-44. 49-44, our score. Pruitt with 4 points, all from the charity stripe. She's 4 for 4 today. With the basketball is Kosowski. Driving in, nothing there for Danielle Wiesler. Dort College takes it away. Coming up the floor for the basketball is Flown. Flown to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt looking for a screen from Landers. Gets it back to Pruitt. Pruitt right side. Comes back. They give it to Palama. Palama to Landers. Landers with the basketball. Palama. Palama fakes left. Goes right. Ball's deflected out. And it's picked up by Mount Marty. Mount Marty with the basketball. Weisler. Weisler gets it ahead to Kucha. Kucha down to the baseline. Kucha with it on the left side. Gives it up to Weisler. Three on the way. Is up. And it's short. And it's last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. 49-44 our score. On the floor for the defenders now will be Angbers, Rinesmith, Gasink, Palama, and Evavold. 49-44 Dort College down five. Right side Gasink looks down low for Palama. Palama gets the pass from Gasink after she goes to her knees, keeping the dribble alive. Gasink, left side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Rinesmith back to Gasink, seven to shoot. Kick out pass, Evavold, five to shoot. Evavold to Rinesmith, two to shoot. One to shoot, and she gets the shot off. No, they call a travel violation. Oh, 49-44 our score. Lancers have the basketball. Veldkamp. Veldkamp to Satara. Satara goes left side to Costi. And Costi travels with it. Costi travels. Dort College trails 49-44. 2:29 remaining. Pass comes over to Gasink. Gasink to Angbers. Page with it. Page comes back right side, Gasink. Gasink out front to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Angbers. Angbers with a basketball. Angbers to Rinesmith, left wing, nine to shoot, now eight. Rinesmith puts it up and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Mount Marty's Kelly Winkler. Winkler whistled for her second. Another free throw on the way for Rinesmith. First free throw is up and good for Rinesmith. Rinesmith with 9 points. Another one on the way, trying to make it a three-point game, 49-45, with another free throw coming. Rinesmith today with 9. She is 5-for-6 from the free throw line. And the Dort College defenders trail it, 49-46. Defenders have cut what was a 13-point lead down to three here. Driving in, left-handed free layup, no good by Veldkamp. Here comes Dort College and Rinesmith. Rinesmith testing the waters into the corner. King with Angbers. Angbers, three, we're tied. Paige Angbers with the triple. We're tied 49-49. Left side, Costi. Dort College on a 7-0 run right now. Driving in, shot no good by the Lancers, but a putback by Winkler. Winkler with 8. 51-49. The 3 by Angbers, tied it momentarily. Now Angbers has it again on the left wing, doesn't pull the trigger that time. Driving in, right-handed layup is Rinesmith, and Rinesmith is fouled on the play. Rinesmith will go to the free throw line after getting fouled on the play by Veldkamp. Veldkamp will look for her second personal foul. So Rinesmith will go to the free throw line where she is 5-for-6 today. She's got 10 points. Now 11 as she makes the first one. Another free throw on the way for Rinesmith. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile, and by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. We are tied 51-51 after Rinesmith makes both free throws. Rinesmith with 12 points, Pass goes left side. They give it up to Costi. Costi in traffic. And a foul on the play called on the Lancers. Kelly Winkler. I beg your pardon, no free throws. That's foul number one of the quarter called on the defenders, and that goes against Rhinesmith. That draws a lot of applause from the Mount Marty cheering section. Lancers with it in traffic. Count the hoop and the foul. Sammy Kosowski gets fouled on the play. Makes it a 53-51 contest. Kosowski over the Baker's dozen. Going to the free throw line will be Dort College's ...53-51 our score. Kosowski, second, and her free throw is up and good. So Kosowski makes the free throw. She's got 14. And the defenders trail 54-51. 54-51 our score. And a turnover by the defenders. Here comes Mount Marty. Wagner drops it off right side. Shot on the way. And we've got a block called against Rhinesmith. And in the last 30 seconds or so, we've seen four fouls called against the Dort College defenders. Anyone who says the officials don't pay attention to what the foul count is up on the board doesn't watch a lot, because they do. And the free throw is up and good for Winkler. Winkler now with nine. Another free throw on the way. 39.7 seconds remaining in this quarter. Dort College trailing 55, now 56, 2:51. As Winkler makes both free throws, she has 10 points. Pass to Giesink through the fingertips of Jamie Giesink. And the Mount Marty Lancers with a chance to close the quarter with another bucket, and they do. Under 30 seconds to go, the steal and the basket by Costi. And the Lancers have scored seven in a row, 58-51. Dort College in the backcourt. They get it across the timeline. This is Cruz. Cruz in traffic. Comes back to Rhinesmith. Open three. Good. Annie Rhinesmith with the three-point basket. Dort College, 15 points by Rhinesmith. And the defenders trail, 58-54. Three at the buzzer. No good by Mount Marty's Costi. And we go to the fourth quarter. Our score, Mount Marty, 58. Dort College, 54. Back with more in a moment. Kim Cruz inbounds the basketball. Dort College has it to start the fourth quarter of play. Dort College trailing 58-54. We had two ties in quarter number three. One coming at 49-all, the other at 51-all. Pruitt with a basketball right wing. Comes back to Cruz, 12 to shoot. Drops it off for Evavold. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Mount Marty basketball. So Mount Marty gets the basketball back. 58-54, Dort College, trailing by four. Right side with it is Wagner. Wagner feeds it left over to Veldkamp. Veldkamp drops it off for Kosowski. Kosowski in traffic. Her shot hangs on the rim and falls through. 16 for Kosowski, and the defenders trail 60-54. 60-54, our score. Top of the key three by Pruitt. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Mount Marty. Coming back the other way is Veldkamp. Veldkamp to Kucha. Kucha to Winkler. Gives it up Wagner. Wagner has it go out of bounds off of her fingertips. It'll be Dort College basketball. 60-54, our score. 1 minute and 1 second gone in this fourth quarter. Dort College trailing 60-54. Out front with the basketball is Pruitt. Pruitt passes right side over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up. Left wing, Pruitt. Pruitt on the elbow. Pruitt over to Cruz. Cruz to Ingbers. Ingbers drops it off for Paloma, and Paloma throws it away. Paloma and Angbers not on the same page that time. Angbers broke right. The pass went left, and the ball goes out of bounds. 60-54, our score. Coming back the other way, Veldkamp. And a foul called on the pass to the wing. Foul's going to go on Jamie Gaysink. Gaysink whistled for the personal, her second. So Gaysink will check out of the contest. Mount Marty throws it in. This is Veldkamp. Veldkamp. Mount Marty trying to build on the six-point advantage. Veldkamp with it on the wing, back over to Wagner. Wagner rocks into the three. Shot no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Kosowski. Kosowski with 18. And the Lancers stretching the lead back to 8. 62-54. They've outscored Dort College 11-3 since it was 51-all. Rinesmith answering with another three. No. Rebound, Palama. Palama shot no good. Fight for the basketball, and the rebound is cleared by the Lancers. Coming away with it is Veldkamp. Veldkamp on the left side, and the ball is thrown into the backcourt. Did a Dort College player touch it? They did not. Over and back violation. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College throwing it in. Paige Engbers to trigger it. Engbers gets the ball into Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Pruitt. Pruitt on the right side. Pruitt gives it up, and the shot's no good by the defenders. Coming back the other way, Veldkamp. Left side three, off the mark, no good. Collision between Cruz and Palama for the basketball, and the Dort College defenders come up with it. Here's Pruitt. Pruitt on the right side, hesitates on the right wing. Comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Cruz. Cruz with it. Kim has it on the left side, driving in with the right hand. Left side, good, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Kim Cruz. Dort College gets their first bucket of the fourth quarter with 7:06 remaining. Told you about earlier in the ballgame, Paige Engbers hitting her 161st three-point basket. Now five shy of the record held by Serena Van Beek of 166. Kim Cruz struggling from the free throw line today. Normally pretty sure there. 71% free throw shooter. She misses the three-point play opportunity. And the Dort College defenders play defense, down six. Cruz is now 0 for 5 from the free throw line. A reach-in foul after Rinesmith had the steal. Goes against Daniel Wiesler for Mount Marty. And with 6:52 remaining in regulation, Dort College is down six. So a 62-56 ball game. Mount Marty in front. Dort College trying to scrap and give themselves a chance in the last 5 minutes. Cruz steps into a three. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Wagner. Wagner will take the ball up the floor. Wagner at the top of the key. Peyton Harmson into the ballgame for Dort College at the last break. Pass goes down low to Wankler. Wankler, an easy basket. She's got 12. And the defenders trail 64-56. Right side, Harmson. Harmson gives it underneath Evavold. Evavold trying to back her way in. Shot off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped out. Cruz comes away with it. Back right side, left side, that is, to Rinesmith beyond the three-point line. She goes right side back over to Harmson. Harmson to Cruz. Cruz and Wagner, a lot of contact there. Shot is up and good for Cruz. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Well, let's see if Kim can knock a free throw down. She has struggled from the free throw line here this afternoon. Normally pretty sure, as I said, 71% free throw shooter. She's 0 for 5 today. Kim Cruz will be shooting free throws when we resume play. That is foul number 4, by the way, on Logan Wagner. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Timeout charge to the Lancers, and we've got two remaining. Back with more in a moment. Kim Cruz completes the three-point play. Had planned on that being a minute break, but ended up running just a little bit long, so cut that off rather abruptly. Dort College trailing by 5 and then answering with a two-point basket on the spinner is Danae Veldkamp. Veldkamp with the left hand finishing at the rim. And the defenders trail 66-59. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Molly Costi for Mount Marty. Initially, I believe the signal was against, it's going to be Dort College basketball. Pardon me, is going to be Mount Marty basketball instead. It was touched by a Lancer, and pretty clear from my vantage point. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's. Pass comes in, and with the basket is Evavold. Evavold off the inbounds play, gets the shot to go. It's 66-61, pending a free throw for Evavold as she simply stepped inside, got inside position, went up strong with the basketball, and got fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line trying to make it a four-point game, and she does. Catches every part of the rim and falls through. Evavold with 7 points. Dort College trailing 66-62. Things getting a little testy. Both teams a little frustrated at times with the officiating here this afternoon, and they have not done anything to disguise their displeasure. That has been on both benches today. Rio Landers gets called for a personal foul. Free throws on the way for the Lancers. And this free throw is by Molly Koisty. Don't know that I've gotten that name pronounced correctly the entire day. K-O-I-S-T-I, the spelling on it. A second free throw on the way. Trying to stretch it back to a six-point game, and the high archer is up and good. She's got four, and the Mount Marty lead is back to six, 68-62. Dort College had it tied at 49-51. They never led. And the Lancers reestablish control, and Paige Ingbers gets called for an illegal screen. Paige whistled for the personal foul. And for Paige, that is number one, with 5:14 remaining in regulation. Lancers have it in the backcourt. Walking it up is Veldkamp. Veldkamp with the basketball. Veldkamp to Kucha. Kucha with the ball. Driving in, shot is up, two-point basket by Kosowski is good. Kosowski with 20, and the Lancers lead 70-62. This is a Lancer team that was averaging 62 points per ballgame coming into the contest and had a shooting percentage around 40%. They've done better than that here today. Gasink with an offensive rebound. Jamie Gasink with another two. She has 13, and the defenders trail by 6, 70-64. 4:30 remaining as Mount Marty brings it into the offensive end. Pass left side, Koisty. Koisty gives it up, Kosowski. Kosowski with a hot hand. She's got 22. She drives in left side, pulls up from about 12 feet, and knocks it down. 72-64, Dort College down 8. Rhinesmith out front. Rhinesmith, 17 feet from the basket. Her shot no good. Rebound Palama, and Palama is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Kosowski. And Shea Palomo will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two. Shea this afternoon has been held scoreless. She's one of two players, one of three Dort College players, averaging better than 8 points per ballgame. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. Another free throw on the way for Palomo. 72-65, our score. Second free throw on the way is up and good, so Palama makes them both. 72-66, Dort College down a half dozen. Clock becoming a problem. 4 minutes remaining. At some point, you got to start putting together some stops. Annie Rhinesmith whistled for the personal foul near midcourt. So Annie Rhinesmith called for foul number three. And the Lancers will throw it in. This is Veldkamp. Veldkamp comes back over to Wagner. Wagner looking. Stabbing for the steal was Gasing. Coming up with it, though, was Wagner. And now a tie-up, and Wagner, I beg your pardon, Gasing's going to be called for the personal, and for Jamie, that is number three. 3:39 remaining. Free throws on the way for Mount Marty. Sammy Kosowski shooting a pair. First free throw for the bonus. It's up and good. Another free throw on the way for Kosowski. Second free throw for Kosowski on the bonus shot situation. This one's up and good. So Kosowski makes them both. It's 74-66, and the defenders have some work to do. 74-66 the score. Pass goes right side, Pruitt. Pruitt shakes left, goes right. Comes back out front to Flohn. Flohn to Gasink, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Costi. Gasink will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two. Both teams are on the bonus from here on out. North College with four timeouts remaining. Mount Marty Lancers with a pair. 3:25 left to go. Dort College doing a nice job of bouncing back after the big loss last night to the number two rated team in the country, Concordia. First free throw by Gasink, no good. She's 5 for 7 now and shooting another free throw. 74-66 our score. Second free throw on the way by Gasink, left it short, no good. And a chance to cut into the lead. Dort College unable to do so. Here comes Mount Marty. Veldkamp on the left side. Veldkamp passes to Kucha. Kucha driving in, and she is fouled on the play. And Allie Kucha, an 85% free throw shooter, will step to the charity stripe. With her team leading by 8, she has an opportunity to stretch it to a 10-point ball game with 3:14 remaining. There's still time, but the clock definitely becoming more and more of a factor. First free throw is good. Kucha with 4. A second free throw on the way, trying to make it a 10-point ball game. Rinesmith and Cruz check in. Pruitt and Flohn check out. 75-66 the score. Another free throw. This one's up and good. So Kucha makes them both. 76-66. 3:10 remaining. Right side, Cruz. Cruz at the free throw line, and Cruz trying to work the pick and roll with Shea Palama, and the pass to Palama was late and behind her. And now Mount Marty with a 10-point lead has an opportunity to stretch the lead and work the clock. Since it was 51-51, Dort College has been outscored 21-15. That was with about a minute 12 remaining in the third quarter. And a three-pointer from the corner is up and down for Kucha. She's got 8, and the Lancers in control, 79-66. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College, trailing by Baker's Dozen, 2:43 remaining in this contest. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 79-66, Mount Marty in front. They have taken control of this contest after Dort College had tied it at 51-all. Mount Marty pushed the lead to 4 by the end of the third quarter at 58-54, and they have controlled play most of the fourth quarter, have the Lancers. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith drives in, goes left side back over to Cruz. Cruz driving in, her shot, tough shot, goes. Kim Cruz with a 2-point basket, 9 second-half points, 12 points for the game, and the defenders trail 79-68. 79-68, Mount Marty basketball, 2:10 remaining. Driving in right hand is Veldkamp. Veldkamp's shot is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Danae Veldkamp with 8 points, an opportunity at an old-fashioned three-point play, and the Dort College defenders trail 81-68. 81-68 our score, a 13-point advantage for the Lancers. Free throw is up. Free throw is off the heel. No good. And the lead remains 13, 81-68. Rinesmith. They get it over to Engbers. Engbers on the wing. Engbers back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith left side, Cruz. Cruz to Palama. Palama in traffic off the glass. No good. Palama tries to save it in, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Mount Marty basketball, under 2 minutes to go, and now it gets really tough for the defenders. Clock working against the Dort College defenders. Alyssa Fetters checks into the contest. Checking out will be Paige Angbers. 81-68, our score. Veldkamp. Veldkamp passes off to Kucha. Kucha comes back out front. Veldkamp, three from the corner, is up, no good. There for the rebound and the put back is Veldkamp. Veldkamp with 6 second-half points. Actually, 6 third-quarter points. And her team leads by 15, 83-68. Mount Marty starting to stretch it out. Mount Marty in control. Veldkamp whistled for foul number three. Landers will check into the game. So Kim Cruz shooting two free throws. Both teams in the bonus from here on out. I've already addressed the issues Kim has had from the free throw line tonight, or today, I should say. And after that first missed free throw, the struggles continue. And she is now 2-for-8 from the free throw line. Again, a 71% free throw shooter, and you've got to think the illness she had yesterday, probably some lingering effects. 83-69, Dort College down by 14. 1:17 remaining in regulation. Pass over the top. Giesing gambles for the steal. Had to. Wagner comes away with a busted play on the back end. And she has 19 points. Defenders trail 85-69. 85-69. Pruitt driving into the left hand. Rims it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Kosowski. Kosowski with the basketball. Kosowski gives it to Veldkamp. Under a minute to go. Veldkamp shovels it off again. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Fetters. Fetters clears it to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt right side Cruz, and Cruz dribbles it off of her foot and out of bounds. Turnovers not as much of an issue today as they were yesterday, but still a factor. Last night, that was the story of the ball game. Too many turnovers, and Concordia got some free possessions in effect out of it. Tonight, or today, I should say, it's just been simply Mount Marty pulling away here in the fourth quarter. They throw it away to the Lancers and the Dort College defenders. Trail by 16, they get the basketball back. 85-69, Dort College down 16. Defenders will slip to 8-10 this season, 0-9 in the conference. Mount Marty Lancers are going to win this ballgame. It'll be their fourth win of the conference. Giesink on the baseline, wraps it around, gets the shot to go. And Jamie Giesink will go to the free throw line. Her second field goal of the fourth quarter. She has 15 points today, 16 points, beg your pardon. And she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And Giesink's free throw is off the mark, no good. 85-71, Dort College down. 13 seconds now. Pass into the front court. With it is Kucha. Kucha will retreat to the perimeter, and that's how it's going to end. 85-71, our score. Mount Marty upends the Dort College defenders in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of today's women's college basketball game right after this. Wireless World postgame wrap comes up after this break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Also online at KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders losing to the Mount Marty Lancers in women's college basketball this afternoon by a final score of 85-71. The Dort College defenders right in this ballgame to about midway through the fourth quarter when Mount Marty just simply walked away from Dort College, continued to extend the lead. And the Dort College defenders on the short end of a 14-point decision, 85-71. Dort College trailed all of the second quarter, trailed at halftime 43-32. The defenders cut into the lead, made a run back at the Lancers, tying it at 49 and again at 51 all. But the Lancers scored 7 points in a row after that 51-51 tie to lead 58-51. Lancers were up then 58-54 at the end of the third quarter. Dort College never closer than that four-point margin the rest of the way. They got down 66-62. That's when they trimmed it to four again after getting down as many as eight. They were down 72-66. Mount Marty scored seven in a row to go up 79-66, and for all intents and purposes, the game was over at that point. Dort College falls by a final of 85-71. Here are your final numbers. Dort College, 21 of 54 shooting for 38.9%. 7 of 19 on threes, 36.8%. 22 for 32 for free throws, 68.8%. Dort College was out rebounded 36-34. For the Lancers, they were 31 of 60 from the floor, 51.7%. 10 for 23 on three-pointers, 43.5%. 13 of 16 for free throws, 81.3%. Mount Marty forced 17 Dort College turnovers while committing 13 of their own. Dort College was topped by Jamie Gasing, 16 points. Randy Rinesmith added 15 points, 13 for Kim Cruz. 6 by Paige Angbers, 2 for Shea Palama, 7 for Rachel Evavold, 4 for Abby Pruitt, 3 for Peyton Harmson, 5 for Rio Landers for their total of 71. For the Lancers, who came in averaging 62.2 points per game, their 85 points accounted for with Sammy Kosowski scoring 24. Kelly Winkler had 12. Logan Wagner had 19. Danae Veldkamp chipped in 10. Ali Kucha had 8. Molly Costi had 6. 3 each for Danielle Wiesler and Kelsey Satera. Kelly Winkler had 14 rebounds to lead all players. Sammy Kosowski added 8. Danae Veldkamp had 5. Winkler had 6 offensive rebounds. Dort College was paced by Shea Palama's 12 rebounds, 4 offensive and 8 defensive. Jamie Gasink ends up with 6 offensive rebounds. 3 assists for Annie Rinesmith, 2 each for Gasink, Angbers, Evavold, and Cruz. 3 different players had 1 steal each for the defenders. Kelly Winkler had 2 steals for Mount Marty, and Logan Wagner had 2 steals for the Lancers as well. We'll take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're back after the Dort College defenders fall to the Mount Marty Lancers in women's basketball 85-71. Also in GPAC play today, Morningside, a 94-68 winner over Briar Cliff. Briar Cliff falls to 4-5 in the league. Morningside improves to 5-4 in women's play. It was Hastings over Midland in overtime, 81-76. Hastings, 8-1. Midland, 4-5. Dakota Wesleyan rallies for a 78-75 win over Northwestern. Dakota Wesleyan now 6-2. Northwestern falls to 4-6. And the game you just listened to, Mount Marty victorious over Dort College. Mount Marty improves to 4-5. Dort College slides to 0-9. No report on Doan and the College of St. Mary at this point. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Trying to flag down that Doan CSM contest, and it is Doan leading CSM 72-71 with 2.5 minutes left to go in overtime. So Doan and CSM locked up in a tight one as well. We'll go through the entire conference standings in just a little bit. We'll do that right after we take care of visiting with Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson. The Dort College defenders on the short end of a 14-point ball game, 85-71, and Coach DeWitt-Severson actually, I felt, a much closer ball game than that 14-point difference indicates. You tied it late in the third quarter. Mount Marty had a couple of runs late in the third, and then again in the fourth quarter, and that kind of made it that did make it difficult for your team to come back.
Yeah, we had to extend a lot of energy in the third quarter because we just didn't come out to play in the first half, and I think that's really what it came down to. You know, I felt like we had a little bit of a short bench tonight. I know it's not much shorter than it usually is, but, you know, missing Kenzie and then Kim coming off the flu a little bit and having a little bit of foul trouble, I think, early in the game with Shea. I wasn't impressed with our defensive effort today, and I think because of that, we had to try and come back in the third and fourth quarter, and we ran out of gas.
Offensively, talk about what you had success with offensively in scoring 71 points this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, our scoring was really balanced today. I thought we had a couple girls that came out with a little bit more confidence. Jamie attacked really well in our motion offense. I thought Annie hit a couple big shots for us down the stretch and created some things for people. She got to the free throw line, I think, which was big. I'm not overly excited about our percentage, and I think we need to get Paige Engbers some more shots, and we got to get Peyton Harmson some shots here. But we did attack. We got to the free throw line, I think 32 free throws. I'm not disappointed in that. Wish we would have made a couple more of those. And then our offensive rebounding was solid again. We had 14 offensive boards, so I can be happy with that.
Defensively, Mount Marty, as you alluded to, shot too high a percentage this afternoon, really, for your team to be successful. This is a team that was shooting right around 38-39% for the season. They went over 50% today, and judging by your earlier comments, you feel it was more things that you let them get defense with your defensive play than really what they dictated with their offense.
Yeah, you know, I told our girls in the locker room, we're just really comfortable with letting people catch the ball right now. And we take some risks on defense digging-wise that we aren't supposed to. We weren't very detail-oriented when it came to knowing our scouting report, and that comes to bite us in the butt a little bit down the stretch. We've said that the last couple of games, and we're going to have to revisit that. As coaches, we're going to have to watch film and see if what we're trying to do defensively is really the strength of our team, and make some of those evaluations as we head into the second round of conference play.
You have one more game to go before completing that first round of conference play, and you're playing a Morningside team that up and down this year, down there at their place, typically a good team. I would imagine some of the defensive pressure and the different styles that you saw this weekend, both Concordia and Mount Marty, both of them have some shades of Morningside in what they do, helping you to prepare for Wednesday night.
Yeah, they do. You know, Morningside is a team that they go out and they beat a team like Jamestown, who's incredibly talented by 30, and then they drop a game to some other teams that you'd think they might compete a little bit more with. So the nice thing is we kind of know what to expect defensively. I'm going to expect a full court press into a 2-3 zone so we can know what to prepare for in the half court. I don't think it's going to be quite as aggressive as Concordia's was, just based on the kids that they graduated and some of the things that they're trying to do differently. But we're going to have to step up and handle some extra pressure, and we're going to have to knock down some outside shots.
Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, tough loss, but I said in the pregame, one of the things that you had to do was put last night behind you as quickly as you could. Really seemed, I thought, like your athletes did that. They competed well today after a very tough outing last night against Concordia.
Yeah, I think they did do that. I don't think that last night really had any effect on their mentality today. I just think that sometimes we play pretty hard for the first 2 or 3 minutes, and then we don't carry that through sometimes in the first half, and that digs us in a hole a little bit. I thought we did that last night. I think it was the first couple minutes of the game we played with them, and then we kind of went through a lapse in the second few minutes, and the same thing happened tonight. So we're just going to have to focus on that in practice this week and see if we can change that energy as we head into next week.
Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson with her post-game comments today. We can go through the standings now. We do know that Doan defeated the College of St. Mary in overtime. We don't know what that final score was, but we do know that Doan was a winner. Concordia had the day off today in conference play, so they are atop the heap at 10-0. Then you've got Hastings at 8-1. Dakota Wesleyan is 6-2. Then you've got some separation. Morningside is at 5-4. Midland and Briarcliff are both 4-5, along with Doan and Mount Marty. Northwestern is 4-6. College of St. Mary is 1-8. Dort College is 0-9. And as we said, the Wednesday night game with Morningside will mark the midway point of the conference season, as the Dort College women will be playing 20 games this